Tip Today with Fran Curry.
With Slattery's Garage, puck on. Your Peugeot car or van might benefit from a free software upgrade. For more information and to find out if this applies to your vehicle, call the lads in Slattery's Garage, puck on 067 24111 or slatterysgarage.ie.
Mike was listening to my chat with John Connell, who wrote the book 12 Sheep, and he said, coincidentally, Fran, I'm after lambing a flock of sheep in the last month, up almost every night, suffering from fatigue at the moment, but it's behind me now. And yes, Fran, I could write a book too, but please God, I'll go up tomorrow and meet Alison in a grange and get away from it all. And let the ad, when you're gone, you're gone. And that's Mike into us this morning. And yeah, I'll give a copy of the book to Alison. She can bring it up to you, Mike, and see do you like it and do you enjoy it as much as I did. All right then, it is time to get away from sheep for just a little while and talk about interior design with our Karen. How are you, Karen?
I'm great. I'm good. It's cold out there. It's brisk. It's lovely. It's cold. I was out early for a walk this morning, so glad to get that done. And I've loads to talk about today. I've got some colours with me, so I have the pens and
excellent
paper ready
as well.
Excellent,
if people want to ask questions, they're welcome to do so as well. 083.
So I've nothing political to say and I've nothing to say about the war, but I've loads to say about interiors.
Our sheep.
Well, I have a little bit of a sheep story. Will I tell the story?
Go on, tell the story.
Years and years ago, my first boyfriend, he was a sheep farmer. And I was in hospital and I was after having an operation. So I remember going home and my mother and father said to me, no matter what happens now, you're not to move and you're to watch your stitches. Now, I like this guy, you know, first boyfriend and the whole lot. And
Fine sheep farmer.
Yeah. And he pulled up in the sheep truck, the big one with the sheep in the back. And I hopped up. Now, I hopped up the steps, Fran, into the passenger
seat. After the operation.
And I was only home, I'd say, a few hours and sure, not even phones then, only landlines. But anyway, I hopped up in and went off for a spin. Well, I was killed when I came home.
I can't imagine.
But there was nothing stopping me, you know. I was going and that was it. So yeah. I'd be leaning towards a tendency to like the sheep farmers.
Do you? Very good idea. I'm just thinking about the romantic notion of hopping up into a sheep truck to head off with a young fella.
But
anyway.
But I think I have to say it was the colour of his hair that I liked the most. So
what colour was that?
Red. And I was a redhead at the time as well. So I was going no matter what. I was getting up into that truck.
I love it. Let's move from sheep farming to sunrooms. I always think of them as a little bit posh, though. You know?
I suppose in the time, years and years ago, they were posh. They were more the bigger houses that would have had them. But then they went through a revival maybe 30 years ago. And every second house that was built had a sunroom built onto the side of it, more likely than the back to the side. So they're very common. But what I found is I've had a sunroom in two of my houses. I don't have now, but they're just a few tips on how to use them, how to make the best out of them, and just some tips on lighting and heating especially.
Yes, because the perception is they're too hot in the summer and they're too cold in the winter. Is that factual?
It is factual.
Is it?
It is factual if the heating isn't sufficient for the room and if you don't have something on the windows. But I'll go through all that.
Yes.
And the other thing is, I suppose, a sunroom sometimes becomes a room that's not used because of the heating,
of course,
in the winter, and it's just dumb. It's just left there and used maybe for a couple of months. But I always feel in my own life around St. Patrick's Day, I always think I might clean the footpaths, you know, power wash the footpaths and stuff like that. I find it's a transitional time of year, St. Patrick's weekend and Easter weekend, that you feel the spring is coming and the summer is coming and you get ready for jobs. So that's why I thought this week, sunrooms, people are thinking, yeah, it's a bit cold out there today if you've got a cold sunroom to be going into it, unless you've got a heating or a stove. But they're now coming into place. I thought we'd talk about sunrooms today.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and can I just say, because you have a wonderful mood board, as always, and you'll put this up on your site.
Yes,
but just what I'm looking at in front of me here, is it possible to have a room in the house that becomes a sunroom, if you know what I mean?
I think it is.
Without building on it.
Yeah, I think it is. And you may already have a type of sunroom. So when I'm saying sunroom, I'm not saying a glass roof. I'm saying maybe a standard roof, tiled or slated roof that has more than normal the amount of windows in it and quite possibly a patio or a French door off it.
Very good, okay.
So I'm going to say sunrooms are often a bonus space in the house to provide sunlight at any time of the year. And sunrooms come in many shapes and sizes. From a small space at your front door to an additional room on the side or the back of the house. So there's lots of people that have a front porch.
That's right. Yeah.
And they automatically, if it's a front porch, there's a door in it, and maybe there's a window in it. Maybe that window isn't big enough. They might put in a bigger window if they were thinking it was big enough to put a chair and maybe a small table in there that you could have your cup of coffee or whatever there, and use it that way if it's not being used. But and another thing I thought about when I was driving in, for some people, they might have a porch at the front, and that's their only view of, we'll say, the public, passing, you know? And they might be living in the back of the house and they see nothing from the back of the house. So, and I you know, I often say that to you as well, you need to use the house for the people or the person in the house, and maybe the aspect of the house that you can see a little bit of activity is a place to search out certain times of the year, especially in the brighter days and the brighter evenings, that you can see what's happening outside. That if you are inside on your own or feeling that little bit lonely, to get into your back garden or to get into your front garden, or find an area that you feel suits you. I'm very much for following the sun, following the brightness, not being stuck in a dark room.
Yes, of course. So it's more your own happiness, your own well-being, and that's premier, isn't it?
That's always premier. And Whitney is an interior designer. That's always premier. Yeah, they're bringing me in to project manage, knock walls, gut the rooms, pick colours, pick flooring. But it's always down to the person. So I'm always trying to have a proper conversation before I go to somebody on the phone. When I meet their house, show me around your house. Show me how you live. I don't need red carpets or anything like that. People are cleaning before I go. You know, I don't want any of that. I just want to go, tell me how you're living in your house. Tell me what your needs are now, what you need to change. Let me get you that change for the best value possible.
Very good. So back to the sunroom then, and to approach, do you want to deal with heating and cooling first?
Yeah,
of all?
I think we should.
That's vital,
I think we should.
Yeah.
So sunrooms need plenty of heat in the winter, and as they can be very cold spaces at that time of year. So prioritizing heating is essential. And ways to do that are as follows. Make sure that you have sufficient radiators or underfloor heating in your room. Most people don't have underfloor heating in their house, full stop. Okay, so you need to make sure that you have sufficient radiators. So, you know, I would always say you measure radiators heat with BTUs. So who's ever doing your heating plan for you, or if you're thinking of doing up a room, you need to check your heating out to see, have you got sufficient heating. There's lots of different shapes of radiators there now. So you can have tall vertical ones, you can have long slim ones, you can put different types of shapes into your room depending on lower, maybe you might have a couple under your window, you might have one vertical one as well, but you need to make sure that you have enough of heat whatever happens. Also, you might be adding a stove, you might be adding a fireplace there, there might already be a fireplace backing on to your sunroom that you can get access to. If it's the majority of your sunroom is outside, there'll be a space that you can put in a stove and you can put the flue outside and clear the house.
Right.
So it's just, if you are have a sunroom and you're not using it now, think about why you're not using it. And if you're thinking of building on a sunroom or converting a room to a sunroom, you need to be very careful about your heating. So I would say always have more heating than you need, because if you've got a thermostatic valve on a radiator, it's very easy to turn it off.
All right, Joe. But is that the mistake people
made
largely along the way?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
When it gets very hot then, Karen, I mean, it's the opposite. Yeah. And how do you keep it reasonably cool?
I would say, and make sure that you have enough of windows that you can open. And window treatments are really important. So a window treatment keeps out the heat somewhat and keeps in the heat somewhat. So a window treatment is really important. So there's lots of different window treatments out there. Curtains, Roman blinds, roller blinds, thermal blinds, Venetian blinds. Everybody's into the shutters at the minute. You probably see in passing houses.
Yeah.
And, you know,
they're very French looking.
They're quite expensive. In my opinion, they don't suit every window type, not so much house, but every window type. So I just think investigate it, because the shutters are a massive fad at the minute and they cost quite a bit.
Right, okay.
So window treatment is important to keep in the heat and out the cold and out the heat.
Right.
You know, vice versa.
So what about making use of it then? It's the kind of thing I think, oh, if I had one of those, I'd be in it all the time.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure that I would really. So does it replace your living room at times? Or
it could. It could become more that your living room in the summertime, that you'll use it a lot more than you will in your we'll say, everyday living room or your sitting room. Because lots of people have a living room, a sitting room. The sitting room is never ever used, only at Christmas time maybe, even if that, and also have a sunroom. So it's to get the use out of them when you can.
Right.
But I think the first and foremost is having the heating right. So you could create a second living room there, and you could use that in the summertime more often than you would your other one. You could create a sunroom office space.
Oh, nice.
Now, you'd love
that. I'd love it.
You would love that. You'd absolutely love that. And it would be great, what I was saying a few minutes ago on my intro, to have a nice view out the windows and maybe a door that opens out onto the garden. So it gives you access, it gets you out of the house. And I think it's a nice space. For me, I like to be able to see out into the garden or the patio or whatever might be, we'll call it, at my back or side door. For me personally, it helps me a lot to be able to get out and see out.
Yes.
I don't like to be enclosed.
When it comes then, Karen, to furnishing it, some of the ideas you have here on the mood board, I'm surprised that, because I normally think of it as being, you know, wicker furniture or something.
Yeah.
It didn't necessarily be that.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you want to talk through even a few of the mood boards that are there, friend, we have a living room, we have an office space. I've included a floor with a patterned tile on it, which is stunning.
It's gorgeous, yeah. Absolutely gorgeous.
So I think the office one strikes me as being absolutely gorgeous. And I thought you'd love that office picture. That's why I put it on. I said, friend, I'd love to be working out of there. And that has a nice view out the window and nice furniture in it as well. Then the patterned tile is a very modern look, and there's lots of patterned tiles in tile showrooms at the moment, and people aren't afraid to use them. So I thought that patterned tile with the comfortable seating, the coffee table, the end table, lovely, someplace lovely to watch a bit of TV, read a book, maybe listen to some music. I love that room.
Yeah, I think it's gorgeous. Largely, the common denominator for me is it's largely bright colours. Though,
it is bright colours. Yeah, it absolutely.
And that's reflecting the
that's
light.
That's reflecting the light. And it's you know, I suppose it's, you expect the sunroom to be a brighter space. I remember my first room I had, a sunroom I had, I put cream Roman blinds on the windows, cream furniture. And the furniture was the covers on the, it was a three-seater and a two-seater because it was a kind of an octagon shape, the sunroom. And I could take off the covers and wash them in the washing machine,
which
was great. And they were in there for maybe 8 years, and they were as good as the day that they went in. They were well washed. And I put cream Roman blinds on the window with a little gold mustard stripe in it and mustard on the walls. Well, it was absolutely stunning, and I had a gas stove in it. And it really, really worked. But the tip for a sunroom is, when you're buying furniture, if there's a lot of light coming in there, you do need to keep the colours light, because the sun's going to fade them.
The sun's going to fade
them, friend. So I think light, bright, airy, heating is really important. Window treatments are really important. You don't have to spend a fortune, but get one that suits you.
The sliding doors are gorgeous, aren't they? Yeah. Just absolutely. So, the one that's where you say number 7, I think it is, isn't it?
And the really sliding door, so people might have a sliding door or they might have a French door. I'm doing a house at the moment, and we are putting a French door out of the right-hand side of the kitchen area, which is kind of a little bit of a sun trap. But to the left of that French door, I made sure in the plan when we were building it that we had enough room for a window on the left-hand side of the French door that opens out. So we always have air circulation, that we don't have to open the door on that side of the kitchen, that we can open the window. So planning is essential.
Yes. Another wonderful idea is building the window seat. Because not only is it a gorgeous seat, but there seems to be storage there as well.
There is. So if you're short of space and you haven't got room for a very big dining room table and chairs, the window seat takes up much less space. And as you said, loads of storage can be built underneath that as well. Maybe a nice cushion covered in a matching fabric, maybe with something coordinating as well in the room. On that picture, there's nice muslin type curtains that are really soft and luxurious, and they filter the light as well.
Beautiful, yeah. The other common denominator, needless to say, is plants.
Yes, and bring the garden in.
Yeah.
In whatever way that suits you, because some people are great with indoor plants, other people not so good. So, you know, just buy wisely and don't overfill.
I'm interested in the fire, that notion of creating the second living room, because to be honest with you, I'm so strange. Where I'd love the sunroom is when it's raining. I would just love the atmosphere of it.
Yeah, and I mean, everybody to their own, you know. So, but the thing is, fire, stove, or enough radiators that no matter what, that you can go in there any time of the year, because I think a sunroom needs to be year-long and purposeful for the house.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's a waste.
Of course it's a waste.
And setting up the breakfast nook as well. Oh, that's a lovely idea.
That's lovely. So that, you know, I'm calling it the breakfast nook there, but it could equally be lunch, dinner or whatever, drinks at the weekend, whatever. But I like that breakfast nook. I think on a Saturday or Sunday morning, if one had time for the newspaper, gave themselves the time, one would have time, but could be doing other jobs, gave themselves the time, I'd love to be out there with the newspaper. I love the big spread newspaper. And I'd love to be out there having my breakfast handed to me.
See, with all the light, it's perfect for reading, whether it's books or newspapers. All right, you'll put that up, won't you?
I have some colours if we find.
Okay, of course. So tell me about the colours, because people are always asking about these colours and stuff. And again, the name that Karen will put on them, if you Google the name, you'll get the exact colour.
You will. The first one I'm showing is Temperance. So that's Temperance. Mm-hmm. Nice, bright, light colour, goes with an awful, awful lot. Ivory Tusk. So that's IVORYTUSK, another lovely neutral, plenty of colour in it. Stucco work, probably haven't mentioned that too often before. So that's STUCCOWORK, grey colour.
Okay.
Wild garlic, love it, all day long.
What is that now? Because you know,
I see a hint of green. I see a hint of green in it. There's something in it. It's a grey stone stroke green with a hint of grey in it. Mostly green in it. Wild garlic, beautiful on interiors, on kitchen units, on units in other rooms in the house. Also a great front door colour and beautiful in a sunroom. Love wild garlic. Cherished white.
Okay.
Little bit of stony colour in that, but these are all
cherished white.
These are all really good in any room in the house, especially the sunroom. And soda bread.
Mm.
See a little bit of Goldie Lemon in that, do you?
I don't. But
yeah, soda bread. So that's another great one. So what I wanted to do today was introduce some colours that I wouldn't have been talking about before, to open up people's minds on other colours that are there. Because sometimes a lot of the painters slag me over one or two colours, but they are so useful.
Yes.
The colours that I call out, I'm picking out of hundreds of colours and I'm giving you the ones that I know will work in everybody's house.
So again, if you Google the name, the colour swatch
will come up and the brand will come up.
Few people onto us know where can they see the mood board. So it's going to be online?
Interior Concepts is my company name. So I'm going to put it up on Facebook and on Instagram on Interior Concepts. If anybody wants a picture of the mood board, if they WhatsApp me or message, you know, if they WhatsApp me or messenger me, I'll whip the picture over to them too.
Right, and they're absolutely gorgeous examples.
Thank you, friend.
Indeed. Karen, always a pleasure. Thank you. Did you give out your phone number? You didn't.
People
want to talk to you.
It's 086-606-9009. That's 086-606-9009. And I suppose an important thing to say, Fran, even though I'm Karen Prendergast and that's me, but the company is actually Interior Concepts. So if people are... we never say that. If people are looking for me, they'll probably need to Google Interior Concepts.
Why are you complicating everything for us all, Karen? Lovely to see you, Karen. Thanks very much indeed. We'll take a break. Back with more.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.